Cheyenne.
Yeah.
And of course, I also got Haymow down in Caddo, when I found out that the fellow I was talking to had gone to school in Indiana.
He hadn't been paid his wage yet.
I was explaining to him what it was, and I said, well, for example, I might want to know what you call a place in New Barn where you keep the hay. He said, oh, I know what that is. That's a haymow.
Yeah.
I thought, well, that doesn't fit. It shouldn't be a haymow around here. So I checked a little further.
Well, sure, I wasn't sure that that's what it meant. Some places in the north, they had two-story barns, mm-hmm. and they had livestock on both. Uh-huh. Floors, I think. I've heard it. Okay.
Yeah, I think that it's that way to a certain extent in some of these German settlements around here. I noticed in O'Keefe I saw a few that way, where the dirt is brought up to the level of the first story.
I didn't know that.
No? Yeah, it's amazing if you start looking at barns and talking to people, there's a relationship between the way they talk and the barns they build. Just one of those cultural features. Their dad did it that way and talked that way. Why? So they've done in that part of the country.
Affects barns and buildings very as much as people do.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. We've got a granary and a barn and a haymow.
No, we don't have haymow now.
Yeah, I'm not here, but this would be part of the two-story barn.
Then we have the hog house.
Hog house. That's where we keep the lamb.
Oh! What do you call that fence place around the hog house where the pigs run?
That's a hog lot.
Hog lot, that's right!
Mm-hmm. And other buildings?
Well, that's about all the only buildings we have here. We have a small chicken house.
Morning,
Father.
And a clock, too.
Now your chicken house, is this for all your chickens?
At present it is.
If you had a hen on the nest, would she be in the chicken house?
Yeah.
Well.
No.
When we set a hen, we usually called it a chicken coop.
Now there's another one that pointed out that way, coop instead of cook. And Leather Stocking Tales were written by James Fenimore
Cooper.
Yeah. I'm a Cooper man myself. But I had an interesting experience over in the eastern part of the state, over at Calcorn. I was trying to get this, and I couldn't get chicken coop to know if the man said coop or cook. So I said, do you have any families around here named C-O-O-P-E-R? And he said, Cooper. Yeah, family down here named Cooper. They're kind of funny. They keep telling us it's Cooper. Oh, let's see. We've got the chickens. Do you have any horses?
Yes.
And where are they kept?
Oh, they're in the... a whole lot down there with the barn.
Corral.
Any special term for that or just a lot?
Well, a lot of people call them horse pastures. A small lot where they keep their
corral.
Horse. Most of the, almost everyone only has maybe one or two horses anymore.
You got a television watcher over there?
Yes.
Or did she get that from other children around here? It's got to be a corral, huh? How about cows? Where are they kept?
Only in the pasture most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to bring them up by the barn and enclose them someplace,
well, we bring them up to the corral.
That's the corral.
Yes.
Is that your normal term, or?
Yes.
Hey, hot.